all stood us at the bar, please.
Welcome to Tavern Tales, a curated 5e Dungeons & Dragons adventure set in the Tales of the Yawning Portal campaign module by Wizards of the Coast.
Previously on Tavern Tales, they found a guide to help them find Tam-O-Chan named Florida Man, but a conflict with the guards has left things up in the air.
Come sit down and drink with the enemy, raise a glass and toast to the enemy, and I'm not gonna do this on my own. So come sit down and laugh with the enemy, raise a glass and sing to the enemy, and I'm not gonna do this on my own. So I won't end up being alone, 'cause I won't drink my drink alone. So what about you? One beer or two, I'll drink to you.
Where was I? Oh yeah, that god smiling after the party after they helped that dazed pro-terrorfolk friend of theirs, Penny, back to their inn with their newly released Florida Man. It was getting on towards dinner hour, so the place is a bit hectic, but a dwarf seated alone at a table waved him over. The dwarf's name was Rico, a short, stout, swarthy fella, with unkempt hair but an immaculate beard. He had been eating with gusto a juicy burger, a pickle caught up in his mustaches when he smiled and waved him over. Rico Walker, one third of Walker Enterprises and Arizona's own godfather. Seeing Rico, and eager to report on having gathered their experts and someone who knew the way, Alabama joined him at the table, saying,
"Hey, Pop, it's nice to see you."
And now let's peek into the adventure itself as plans are made, supplies are requisitioned, and dinner is had as we look in on the state of our adventuring party.
I can imagine the headlines now. Florida man broke out of prison.
Didn't we get you out of prison, like, the right way?
Oh. Fine. Only a little bit of bribery. So, we're heading to the Lost Tomb.
That's right. The Lost Shrine of Tamagotchi.
Tamataco.
Taco time.
Tamichan.
Anyone able to hazard a guess as to how we're going to get there? Do we have some sort of map or something along those lines?
Well, Florida, you've been there, right?
Yeah, do I have the knowledge to get there? Like, I know you said I had been there before, but like...
It's Florida Man, let's be real.
Wait a minute. Didn't we bring one of you on as our guide? Shouldn't you know how to guide us?
I know how to get there. I just don't know how to get in, you know? So, I'll get you there.
There's like a bouncer. Hey.
I'll just give you all a reminder that Tam-O-Chan is a giant city that has been discovered, and you're looking for a specific shrine therein. So while Florida Man does not know where the shrine itself is, you're not really so concerned about that because your lover, your sister, has disappeared, and you knew that she was headed to Tam-O-Chan.
All right, cool.
I definitely think that we should set out early in the morning.
Probably a good idea.
What time of day is it now?
We're eating dinner.
Yeah. Oh, okay. You know, the beds were not that comfortable in the prison. So, you know, it's been like a day and I haven't had a good night's sleep. So, yeah. Which room can I head to?
Which room do you want to head to?
I don't know. You're like bringing me along. I'm like...
You can share a bed with me.
Whatever. I don't care. I'm not that picky. So, I'll head upstairs to his room and sleep when I am a starfisher. I take up all the space.
That's lovely. I just love how you're like, I'm going to go. And then the description is how you sleep. Cool. The rest of you remain to discuss what you need to take on your journey.
Florida man doesn't care about specifics or planning.
Well, I guess for when we leave tomorrow morning, we want to make sure we're stocked. You know, the water... And the rope and the band-aids, because I fall a lot. Yep.
As long as I have something pointy, I'm fine to stab people with.
I feel that, I guess.
Jeez.
I got my explorer's pack and my paints, and that's all I need.
Did you say paints?
I got paint.
I like paint.
We're going to paint some nice happy trees while we're in this there shrine.
Okay.
I don't disagree about getting rope, though. Rope's always good, especially in the jungle. I feel like
I have rope.
How much rope?
50 feet of rope.
Ooh, that is a lot of rope.
I got some other rope.
Like,
I'd have to show you that rope in private.
This is an adventure, a business trip. We'll have none of that. She crosses her winged arms. No.
Knocks all of the bottles of beer and everything off the table. Giant arms cross.
She doesn't move at all. Doesn't even like, no. None of that.
What in tarnation is going on with you? Walker Enterprises prides itself on our expeditions that are well-stocked, well-supplied, and well-provisioned. What is... None of you... three words is all I've gotten here of things that you're looking to take with you on this adventure. It's not nearly enough to support and supply you. Water, rope, and band-aids.
I have a bedroll.
I got a tent. I can steal shit. People.
I've got torches and tinder boxes.
We are all amazed and surprised by the things you are all discovering that you wrote down on your character sheets previously. However, this was meant to be an opportunity to roleplay, establish routine, because your characters don't really know each other, do they? And then you just let Florida Man walk off after having just freed Florida Man from jail.
Do you
honestly think Florida Man wants to go back to Tamuachan without getting paid or any sort of recompense?
Nope.
Do you think Florida Man is actually upstairs sleeping in the room, contentedly waiting? Or has Marie Claire decided that her character is like, I'm noping this, and just her character just leaves now that she has been freed from prison?
There's nothing keeping her here.
We're very naive characters.
Apparently.
I'm going to accept that. I was figuring she actually would go sleep, but, she's going to leave. She's going to go out the back window.
No.
Okay. So which one of you four happens to look out the window to see Florida Man scale down the building and start to leave?
I will totally do that.
Good. Give me your white gem then. Thank you.
It's a good thing you got an extra. No, I...
Here's a white gem back. Thank you for taking that on.
Does the window have any kind of glass on her? Is it just like an open air window? Damn it.
It's right next to a door. Questions.
Actually, you're right. I remember how to do this. The window does not have glass on it.
Yes, it does.
No,
it,
why
too
would
late.
It?
Next time.
It's old. It's one of those opening bar windows.
You asked if the window had glass and I said yes. So
and I regretted asking.
Yes, if you would like to rechange that, you're more than welcome to. Okay, so there's a door right next to it.
Okay, that's less epic, but I will do that instead.
Okay.
I was going to reach out the window, pull the pant leg. Nice. Bam. I'm going to go open the door and stand at the base where Florida Man would be landing, except a few feet back so you don't land on me, and just stand there watching with my arms crossed, very unimpressed as they're scaling down this wall.
Sure. The two of you arrive at the exact same moment as you stop, position yourself, cross your arms, and Florida Man lands gently on the ground. And you look to see...
Well, that was a great workout.
Now to climb back up.
That was really good.
I'm a blue gem. Frick.
That was really good.
I make to climb back up, but like half-heartedly, like I'm waiting for her to stop me.
No, I'm going to let her climb up. Maryland is going to stand there. And be like, well, I don't got all day. Hurry up and get up there again.
Did you need something?
Nope. It looks... Just going to watch you. Make sure you go back in your room.
Looks like you came out for a reason. Did you need something?
For you not to leave.
Well, I wasn't leaving. I just, this paladin has to, stretch her muscles. Or,
Yep.
Looks like you're having an important conversation peek through the window in there. Do you need me?
That'd probably be a good idea.
Cool. I like Florida Man.
The six of you are once again gathered around a table. Now, two of you know each other, but perhaps not even all that well, since your connection is really through your affianced or sister. Two of you know each other only through academic circles, of which it's been made very apparent that both of you disparage the profession of the other, while the rest of the world think you're both the exact same thing. And one of you is a recent prisoner. So it might befit that before you all go on an adventure together, that you maybe talk about who you are, what you are good at doing, where you see yourself fitting in the role of this expedition, how much you expect to get paid on it. And now, this is why Rico is here, so that you, Alabama, and you, Tex, don't have to make those decisions, that Rico can make some decisions regarding payment and things like that on your behalf.
He doesn't trust us with the money.
Well, that would also be awkward for players telling other players how much they're getting paid. So, by all means.
So why don't we get this party started? My name is Maryland Jane. I'm good at stealing shit, breaking into shit, and finding shit.
I don't know if that language is appropriate.
Oh, what, by the way, I'm an anthropologist, so we're the less stuck up ones.
That's saying a lot.
I'm feeling a little bit of hostility here. What's the difference?
Well, anthropologists, you know, do rain dances and don't wear clothes, and archaeologists are scientists. So.
Oh, snap.
Archaeologists play in the dirt. Anthropologists actually study culture.
Okay. Yep. That's going to be one we need to work on. So, Florida man.
Yes.
Why were you in prison anyway?
Oh, it's kind of a long story.
We have time.
Can you summarize it in a couple words for us?
Okay. So, sometimes, as a paladin, you see people that are so absurdly evil that exist within society that you must punch them in the face in the middle of a convenience store.
I can get behind that.
I mean, they picked up the milk out of the refrigerator and brought it like three rows down and then left it in the candy section. Can you believe that?
Who does that?
Evil people, obviously.
Yeah, milk's gonna spoil.
Yes, that milk spoiled.
In like 5 minutes?
I mean, refrigeration isn't that good.
It's a hot day.
I thought I was doing some good. I punched somebody in the face. Apparently they were the mayor. You know, these things happen.
Well, that seems a little extreme to throw you in jail.
The whole system is against us all.
I would have supported you. And he pounds his chest and does the peace sign.
I mean, well, we did break her out of prison. That's pretty good.
No, yeah.
We bribed her out of prison.
Same difference.
Yeah, I could have flown, maybe. Jumped, I don't know.
Well, that would have been cool. We'll pay to see that one.
Jumped.
Oh my gosh.
I'm gonna flown. Or jumped. Like boing. I grasshopper man. I can jump really well. Like.
What are you? You're just a human, aren't you? Like I could have flown.
What? No, so like out of character, she has Misty Step. To me, like how she plays it is like she just jumps like really well. Like it's like it's not a thing, but yeah. Yeah, no, I jump really well. And you know, I really, you know, from the depths of my heart, if something evil has happened to your sister and your paramour, you're the sister?
They can't see.
You're the paramour?
Who she's looking
at. Oh, I
don't
know.
It's okay.
Sorry. Paramour, sister, you know, entangled person with a complex drama level relationship. I would watch this anytime if this was a play. Obviously, there's some sort of sexual tension happening between the two of you, so it's a weird ass triangle. But I'm here for it. And most importantly, if something evil has happened to this paramour slash sister, I will help you out because it is my calling deep within my soul that I assist you.
How much do you want?
At least 200 gold pieces.
I knew you were getting somewhere with that.
Florida.
Yes, ma'am.
Can we be best friends?
I thought we were already.
Pound it. And we pound it. Her friendship has been bonded.
Maryland Jane is not into any of this stuff going on
yet.
Maryland Jane is an anthropologist and is probably very interested in the interspecial relationship that is founded here between Florida Man and Pennsylvania Jones.
Pennsylvania Jones. My middle name is Ass Kicker.
Yeah, but it doesn't. It's not pronounced that way. It's pronounced.
Yeah. But that terror folk for
ass kicker.
Do you not spend much time with many humans? Because I feel like I'm pretty average for a human.
Not any humans I know. I spent, like, all the humans I know are in university, and they are not.
Oh, I didn't go to university. So maybe that's it.
I'm shocked by that statement.
No. University is for suckers.
For the viewers at home, we are not saying don't go to school. Be educated.
Yeah.
Finish high school. Graduate.
I'm playing a caricature, and really education teaches you more than just about the chosen subject. It also teaches you how to think and how to do research, and is incredibly valuable for a lifetime of learning.
And how to live with crippling debt.
Well then.
What the fuck?
Agreed.
Texas, you know, you and I have never really gotten to know each other on a personal level because, you know, I'm always behind a closed door with your sister.
It's his laugh. It's his creepy laugh. He's a creeper.
He doesn't mean to be. It just comes out that way.
Good old Al.
That would be correct. Why don't you tell me about yourself there, mister?
About myself?
Yourself. Mm-hmm.
I like adventures, you know. The thing I'm really excited, you know, I want to find my love. But I'm also really excited to learn about the history and religion of Tam O'Chan because I feel like there's so much to learn and it's going to be so cool. But I also want to find Arizona because I love her. Yep.
Seems very genuine that you do.
You know, I've never really understood you. You're always on your own and by yourself in some dark corner. What's up with that?
That's what I do. I like being by myself. But that's how I choose to live, with the bird people and the creepy people.
Who's the creepy people?
The it's one the who bird. Said that you do something with my sister behind closed doors and with that less than inconspicuous laugh.
Do you not know what kind of people I am?
You are special. And I choose to accept you as you are.
Do I even know?
What's your race?
Asimar.
There you go.
I'm an angel.
Well, do you have like a halo and wings like floating?
I do have wings.
No halo.
No halo.
Fallen angel, right?
No. Oh. I am a protector, so I actually have like angel wings when I choose to.
Yeah, not always.
I'm like Lucifer.
That's all I got.
So much.
Okay. 200 gold each. Sounds very reasonable. To recover my goddaughter or her remains, if should that transpire.
Do we get extra if we bring vengeance upon those that killed her, should she have been killed?
Yes.
Excellent. How much? Just ballpark figure.
50 gold each.
Yes.
And, acceptable. As I'm financing the entire recovery operation, all we care about at Walker Enterprises is the safe return of Arizona. Any treasure or pertinent artifacts of wealth and stature are more than welcome to be shared amongst the five of you.
Do you happen to have a bag of holding that could assist us in said treasure? Like, I would be willing to give up my commission, should you have a bag of holding, so it makes it easier to pull the treasure out of the tomb. And of course, the historical artifacts that are of deep significance, we would, donate, potentially.
No, but we will.
But like the just gold that's lying around?
Oh, no.
Okay.
Unless it's famous old historic doubloons or something.
This place is really old, I assume.
You can also put dead bodies in it if we need to bring her back and she's dead.
Why are we bringing her?
I would like to clarify, I wholeheartedly believe that my little Arizona is fully alive, so I'd like you to keep those kind of comments to yourself.
Freaking anthropologists.
Rico has like a real, like, probably not expression on his face while Alabama says all that.
If you're willing to give up your payment, I will loan you my personal bag of holding. It's a loan.
My payment specifically or everybody's payment?
Dang it.
What are you doing that?
Yes.
I take that back.
Oh, you can't take things. Well, yeah, if you have a white gem, you can take it back.
You give me a white gem?
Yeah.
All right. You've given me a white gem.
Yeah.
Change the story, please.
My listener in the audience is a descendant of Florida man, assuming she lives. I mean, the connection. It's like a third cousin offshoot of it, but this is Orlando man.
Yeah, that's not how it went. Or Florida man was a very smart man, a man of the family. She was a woman, but
I'm glad even you get confused.
Thank you for changing the story to ensure the Florida man is in fact a woman.
Back to the story.
Florida man offered to give up her 200 gold pieces and then split the rest amongst the five adventurers to include so that she could carry the bag of holding, but then use it communally amongst the group, thus keeping track of the treasure. She will be the treasure keeper for the rest of the story. And if the accounting books got a little fuzzy...
Crikey. Didn't know that was the case. But if that's the way you're going to play it, I guess there's a bag of holding out there. The party took on the start of the adventure. I don't think it really matters too much because we all know what happened to Florida man, don't we? Don't we? Damn fool.
You think so, but Florida man...
lives on forever, it's true.
Florida man lives on in our hearts.
This is Becca. This is my bag of holding, Becca. Be kind to Becca.
I like it.
Is this named after a girlfriend, or do you do things to this bag of holding that you named it this way?
It's actually what I was thinking too.
Just to clarify,
just wanting to understand if I need to wear gloves.
I have a white sequin glove you can borrow. Fits
I'm
a human.
I'm not answering that question.
With two fingers on each hand, I grab the bag of holding.
Is there anything else that you need on your journey?
A horse would be nice, or maybe a couple. I mean, I could always just drag somebody on a rope behind me, but it's probably less preferred.
Yes, we'll provision you with four horses and a cart.
Thank you.
Oh, we might want some healing potions. You got any of those up your sleeve?
No, but we can easily procure them in town.
I think that's a good idea.
You're smart.
Right?
Roll a d12.
Two.
That's how many healing potions you can purchase.
I will keep the treasure that is communal.
I think we should distribute these two here potions.
I can heal people, so I have no need.
Same.
How about you two folk?
I can't heal anything.
Would you like a potion?
That might be nice, thanks.
I can also heal.
Would you like two potions?
Sure.
Do you have provisions like rations, cooking supplies that I could put into Becca? I mean, I'll be gentle, but...
You need some coconut oil?
You might want Becca for the acquisition of treasure. We can load the cart up with sundries, supplies.
Perfect. As well as, you know, expedition, you know, ropes and pitons and 10-foot poles.
Roll a D100, Marie Claire. Everybody else roll a D20.
10 on the D20.
14.
2.
5.
That is 31. You have 31 days of rations between all of you to go into the cart plus the trip there. It will not be deducted from that. Marie Claire, what'd you get on the D100?
39.
That is how many additional feet of rope you have acquired that is also in the cart. It's very specific.
I'm like, this is a weirdly short rope.
Maybe someone had to cut off a foot at some point. It used to be 40 feet.
Is someone writing down cart inventory? Or
No, I've got cart inventory.
Okay. Thank you.
So does Becca look a particular way? Just for the painting of the mind's eye, that they'll see this quite dashing female paladin carrying Becca. What does Becca look like?
Playing it at your own game.
Huh?
No, he's going to turn it around on us.
Yeah, he is.
No, Becca is a bright yellow Pikachu backpack.
I love it. Florida man wears the bright Pikachu.
Did someone get it for you for Christmas?
Did you get a Pikachu backpack for Christmas?
A couple of years ago, I got an Eevee backpack that looked like a round saucer.
Cool.
Someone else has it now.
Oh. Yeah, it got immediately removed from Paige.
Immediately removed from Paige? Like somebody stripped it off of her? And
was it a white elephant or something?
No. Oh. Her sister gave me poor information, and then I bought it for Paige. And Paige is like, I did not want this for Christmas. And then her aunt's like, yoink.
Yeah, pretty much.
And now it's the end of the story.
Herself. Yeah. Yeah, pretty much.
Her sister gave you bad information, and then your aunt took it.
I'm going to fashion a little Indiana Jones hat for it. Because it's on the adventure with us.
Oh, that's so cute.
Every time it opens, it goes, Pika!
Pika, Pika!
What if we're trying to be stealthy?
I was going to say, that's not allowed to be open until things are dead.
There we go. That Maryland is bringing it back.
Pika! Pika!
You rest. You slumber. There are terrible, horrible dreams had as a result of this slumber, with the intent on the morrow to leave. These dreams are bad.
Good descriptive.
It is. Bad's a good descriptive. They are full of violence, death, timelessness, undead, languages long since forgotten, being shouted at you by vile creatures. There are giant bats, vampires, horrible things in these dreams, and each and every single one of you dies at least once in these dreams.
Cool.
The storyteller goes on at length about the horrible depredations that are visited upon yourselves. Picture all of the things that happened to Indiana Jones's accompanying explorers, or the native individuals who are involved in spelunking and things. That is what is visited upon you in your sleep.
Poor Short Round.
He makes it through.
I know.
He was a PC, and good luck for us. We're PCs too, right? Right? Today is a good day to die, we know.
You awaken in the morning. Rico has already provided you with the four horses and the cart. It is loaded up with stuff. You're very excited. And the day is beautiful for a jungle day. There does not seem to be many clouds in the sky. The sun is rising up nicely. The heat is not too insufferable yet with the humidity. And there you have it. You're standing outside of the inn. When the guard walks up from the last time you have been outside the inn, when you rescued Florida Man, he sees the five of you there and he gestures to you and says, I have changed my mind.
About what?
I'm going to accompany you on this adventure so that I can secure my percent.
Sure. I don't remember.
He climbs up into the cart, a smile on his beaming face.
Nice to have you along, buddy. What's your name again?
Aaron, what's his name?
He's also a red shirt, so keep that in mind.
Wyoming.
Oh, but everybody in Wyoming's so nice.
Never been there.
He sits there. He's available for conversation should anyone have need. Otherwise, you don't need to talk to Wyoming.
I think as I've already started talking to him, I'm going to continue that conversation just while we're traveling.
Sure. It's a great conversation, which we do not need to re-utter here.
Gets a little intense.
Oh my.
Who's going to drive the cart?
Maryland is totally driving the cart.
Okay.
Because then I don't have to talk to anybody.
No, you'll be sitting right next to Wyoming. Yeah.
Oh, why? Why?
Because that's the
Wyoming.
Cart
they're on. I can drive the cart.
Why can't I drive the cart?
Well, you just said you want to talk to anybody.
Yeah, if you don't want to talk to anyone, you would not want to drive the cart because then you'd talk to Wyoming.
Oh.
He's sitting in the cart.
I'm going to sit off the back of the cart.
Okay, sure.
And be kind of like a back observer / back guard in a way.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
Cool. Eyes peeled.
I'm going to be at the front horse, the very front.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Leading the charge. For
riding a horse.
Yeah.
Okay. Your horse is not like you.
Side saddle.
Your horse is not like you.
I wonder they're why.
Horse.
You're like not a bird, not
shies
a
away from you.
Mammal.
As long as it still goes.
Where's
we'll
Tex?
Get a report.
Tex is also riding one of the lead horses.
Okay, great. It's a two-horse cart. There are two people riding the extraneous horses. Where is Maryland Jane then?
So both of the other horses are taken?
Yes. in your trying to drive the cart, the other two got on the horses, and now Alabama and Wyoming are sitting in the front seat. Florida is sitting off the back, so, and the other two horses are taken. What would you like to do?
In her discomfort, I noticed that she's uncomfortable, so I'm actually going to cast Find Steed. And
oh my.
Cast my mythical steed from beyond, and I need to just quickly choose steed.
No, you need to cast the spell. That's what you need to do.
Cast the spell.
Why are you rolling a d20?
Don't you just get it?
Yeah, just...
Boom,
so I cast Find Steed.
Do you think that that's how that works in this game?
That's how I want it to work.
No. It's never going to work that way.
Boom, horse.
Please cast the spell, Find Steed.
Can it be how she rolls depends on what the steed is?
So
she does bad, it's like a crappy donkey.
Florida Man is a vengeance paladin, so it's something along the lines of Florida Man, does some hand waving, and how Fine Steed is kind of described for paladins is that it's like a platonic ideal of a steed that exists out there in the celestial realm, and they come from the celestial realm to this realm, but it's like, because she's Florida Man, it's almost like she steals it. So it's like she rips a hole in with her hand gestures and her chanting, which I will chant in a moment. It rips a hole in like the celestial fabric and like pulls the horse out.
The horse is not even willing to be there. It's like, no.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like,
also, I liked the hand waving is like this.
Oh, Pokemon Go.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Give it a good spin. You gotta get a good spin on it.
If you tap, it helps.
If you tap, it helps, yeah.
No, it doesn't.
Shh, it does.
Celestial horse, I choose you.
The horse is ripped free from the celestial realm begrudgingly.
It was like eating like celestial grass and super happy its whole life, and I pull it down to this basically purgatory of an existence, which is kind of like hell.
Yep. Please tell me the words you have to say in order to rip open the fabric of time and space.
Shalala, this is my right.
Okay, yeah, that was... You have a white gem. What is the name of this steed? Do you have a name already picked out, or shall your comrades
help you? Yeah, I don't have a name yet. So it has to be something like Harley Davidson.
Orange juice.
Miami.
Miami. I mean, I would
Panhandle.
Be
Panhandle.
Zydeco?
What is that?
That's more Norland, sorry.
Oh, okay.
Wrong place.
You call it heroin.
Heroin?
Isn't Disney in Florida?
Epcot.
Wait, you have a few choices. All of them are silly. What would you like to go with?
So what's the area in Florida that always votes terribly and loses all the elections for the Democrats?
Florida.
Everywhere.
No. There's like one county.
Isn't it the Panhandle? Is that what you're thinking? Like the little dick part?
That's not the Panhandle. The Panhandle is the very top.
I thought that was, what's the dick part called?
It's America's Wang. There are 67 counties
that suck
in Florida.
Oh.
You're never going to find it.
Call it a county mountie. Because it's like horse.
But that's Canada.
I know, but it's still hilarious.
They have dumb names.
Perfect.
No, I mean like Jefferson, Madison, Taylor, Hamilton, Suwanee, Lafayette, Dixie, Broward.
Broward. I like Dixie.
Dixie it is. Can you describe this celestial steed that you've ripped from the celestial plains?
I mean, Dixie's perfect.
Yeah. Right?
Perfect horse. Long, beautiful mane. Long, beautiful tail.
Long, beautiful.
Other things.
I mean, obviously a Florida horse, because basically, you know, blonde and well-kept.
Old?
No.
In retirement?
retired horse.
Retired set. No. Oh, and this is a spring break horse, totally.
Oh, okay.
Anybody want to trade horses?
Okay, so your horse arrives.
I'm like, oh, good Dixie. And Dixie's like, that's not my name. But I don't care. Is your name now, because it's my right.
Florida Man gets into horse naming argument with horse.
Yep. And then I mount horse.
The back of the wagon is devoid of people. Maryland Jane.
I'm like, enjoy, Maryland Jane.
And then you salute very strangely, like really slow salute.
I don't know what's
culturally acceptable here. So I kind of got stuck between a giving her a high five, a salute, a like.
And a wave.
And peace sign. So it's kind of like a weird.
Got all the bases covered.
Perfect. Maryland Jane, what would you like to do?
I'll sit in the back of the wagon. Okay. And I'm going to have my whetstone out and be polishing my daggers, sharpening them and making sure they're extra pointy and extra stabby and deathy.
Yep. All right, you're not able to determine the deathy quality of your daggers, but you're happily whetting away.
We can determine that.
If there's a rabbit that goes by, I, you know, throw the dagger at it, see if it kills it.
This is jungle, so not so many rabbits, but yes.
Oh, we're in the jungle.
Yeah.
Welcome to the jungle. We don't have any rabbits.
There is no rabbits.
I think everyone's had a little too much sugar today.
There's no rabbits.
Any animal that looks like it could be edible, though, I'll throw a dagger and then I'll go and retrieve, like jump off the wagon and grab my dagger and run back and hop on again.
Just killing animals. Like
I'm building up the stockpile. I'm going to smoke some meat and get some jerky. Got a problem with that?
Jerky.
Good old jerky.
Florida man, you're the one who knows where you're going.
Yep. And I was leading from behind, so I'll, you know, circulate from guarding the back to the front to letting people know, like, yeah, it's a road, we follow it.
Sure.
It's a road, we follow it.
Yeah.
I can follow that direction.
It takes 5 days of traveling to get there. 5 whole days where you eat down the supplies on the cart. Doubtlessly you catch small animals of the jungle, some sort of rabbit of the jungle, which you cut and smoke and eat at the dinner hour and whatnot. But 5 things happen over the course of this trek. And as I can see, there are 5 players. Please roll a d20. If you roll higher than 10, something beneficial happens. And if you roll under 10, something detrimental happens.
God damn it.
We will begin with Allison. And it is up to you to describe the ills that befall you or wonders that you achieve during the day you're going to tell us about.
So just on the first day, the right back wheel didn't have enough oil at the beginning, so it makes this terrible squeaky sound.
Okay.
And we can't seem to fix it. No one brought WD-40. So
yeah.
It's just...
And what terrible thing befell the party as a result of this squeaky wheel?
It's pretty terrible. It makes us all like irritable and not nice to each other.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Wow.
So bad.
It also annoys all of the wildlife in the jungle and you are attacked.
Oh, damn. It's just a 4. Wasn't that bad?
Yes, it was under 10. The squeaky wheel summons some sort of dire creature. What jungle creature is attracted by the sound and attacks the party?
A feral monkey. It thinks it's one of its kind.
Ooh, a feral monkey. Because it's one of those squeaky wheel monkeys.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it and its denizens attack the party. And you lose 4 days worth of supplies and the chicken that you were going to eat for dinner that night and whatever Maryland Jane was smoking, not like herself, but the meat that was being smoked in the back there is destroyed utterly, falls into some mud.
Freaking monkeys.
You end up having to defeat these feral monkeys. You lose some supplies as a result. And the monkey juices make for great wheel oil, and the squeak is gone.
Problem solved.
Yes. How did you do, Aaron?
12 on the dice.
Oh, so what successful jubilant thing occurred?
Throughout the 5 days of travel, it was very, very hot when we started out. But what happened was it looked like there was going to be a big storm, but it seemed like it only covered our wagon or our cart. But it wasn't actually a big storm. It was like a personal little like misty shower kind of thing. So it kept us nice and cool and refreshed while we were on our trip.
Like a Las Vegas mister?
Yep.
At the shops?
We had one of them around the cart the whole time.
Wow, it's a gorgeous day in the jungle. Hot and humid, but not for you. Cool mist. brought to you by a local god of sparkles and misting showers.
Mr. Sparkle.
Some people call,
Sparkle.
Some people call her that. Those people are dead. How'd you do, Marie Claire?
I got a 6. And so I feel like we were taking turns doing the camp duties, you know, digging the latrine, setting up camp. And one night, Florida Man was responsible for making food and accidentally poisoned everybody. And we lost a day due to dysentery.
That sounds dysentery. Dysentery because he had the milk and it was getting spoiled in the candy aisle.
Why would you buy that milk after you knew it wasn't any discount?
Because she has like no survival skills. So I assume she poisoned everybody with food and then was politely asked never to make dinner.
I love it. That's beautiful. Your 5-day journey became a 6-day journey as you lose another 6 rations. How did you do, Chelsea?
9.
You have failed as well.
Yep.
All right. What other terrible, horrible, no good, very bad thing happened?
So when Maryland was trying to get some stuff for supper, because the monkeys ran off with it, she went out to go get something and set up a trap. And then she's very tired because she hasn't been sleeping because people keep talking and the pterodactyl folk screech snores.
With night terrors.
Yeah. It's great. So she's very sleep deprived. So she set up the trap and then promptly forgot where she put it. And then stepped in her own trap.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ouch.
It hurt.
Thank you for that. Did you use one of the healing potions so that you did not reveal to the rest of the party that you stepped in your own trap?
Yeah.
There we go. Yes. That was a good choice. Yeah. No one knows that this happened. They hear the scream that Maryland Jane makes when she steps in her own trap, but everybody just assumes it's the Terra folk crying out in her sleep. And of course, the Terra folk was asleep and didn't hear it either way. Love it. Beautiful. Paige, how did you do?
I got a 13.
You had a good thing happen.
Yep. So over the 6 days
yep.
of travel, in sitting with Wyoming, they became best friends.
Wow.
And over their conversation, they had a lot of things that they connected on. And by the end of this adventure, they agreed to be pen pals and that they would write to one another and keep each other updated on the adventures they're on. While they were having some of these conversations, they had noticed Maryland had overheard something and actually giggled. So that told...
Wait, do you accept that offer?
Yes.
Okay.
So that gave Alabama a realization that Maryland Jane may not be as hardened as she wants them to think. And that gives him hope that they may also become friends.
I made you a friendship bracelet. Here you go.
Oh, thanks, buddy. Oh, wait, was that Maryland or was that the other?
That was Wyoming.
That was Wyoming, right?
Wyoming okay, to good. Alabama, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, good.
It's not going to be me. And my laugh would have been like, huh.
That's all I needed.
That was some beautiful color as you have arrived in the ruins of the city of Tamochan. And for this color and the beautiful descriptions that you've given me, I will now award you all a blue gem. There it is.
Gracias. Oh, it's a communal blue gem?
Do I put it in the bag
of holding? Somebody gets advantage!
You all get a blue gem. Blue gem for you. Blue gem for you. Just remember, as always, in order to have advantage on the check, you have to spend the gem before you roll. You gots to want it. Now, you have arrived. This is a large city. Picture an ancient civilization, Machu Picchu sort of thing, gigantic spread of overgrown jungle with occasional rocks and whatnot that are visible through this overgrown vegetation. There's lots of animals and wildlife, but there are also other adventuring groups. Now that you've done everything that Florida Man knew how to get you here for.
Dramatically, Florida Man's like, the city of Tamochan.
What? No applause? Okay.
No.
That's pennies. That's all she can do with Talon. It's hard to like go really fast. She sometimes cuts herself.
There are many other adventuring parties here as well. You can see campfires. A few of them, because this city of Tamochan has been sought for a while and is being explored, and you're not the first group to get here. However, you've just spent the last 6 days together, so we're going to go around the group. And you're going to explain how your relationship to the person next to you has been strengthened as a result of this journey here. And then we will describe what your base camp setup is going to look like very smallly. So how does Penny connect with Tex?
Penny and Tex rode next to each other for most of the journey there. So they had lots of time to kind of talk. They had some awkward silences, as you would, but they ended up sharing a love of horses, despite this horse not liking me. So we spent a lot of time talking about how much we like horses and like enjoying riding and just enjoyed being in each other's company. We just talked about random things, but that was a big one that we kind of realized that we both liked riding horses.
I love it.
Yeah.
Tex, what's your connection? What do you share and how do you grow closer to Flo?
Tex greatly appreciated Florida Man's realness. And all the stories that she
as
told.
You have come up with a catchphrase that the two of you have said together. What is that catchphrase when you recognize that Flo is being very real and true or whatever it is?
As you do.
Yeah, I like that. As you do.
I like as you do.
Realsies.
This concludes this episode of Tavern Tales, a curated Dungeons & Dragons 5e game set in the Tales of the Yawning Portal adventure module by Wizards of the Coast. Our intro and outro music is the song Tavern Tales by the Bad Billy Band. You can find out more about the Bad Billy Band on iTunes or at www.badbillyband.com or follow them on Twitter at Bad Billy Band. Thanks for listening. Please feel free to leave us a review on iTunes or find us on Twitter at Tavern_Tales. We'll be back next week with more of the adventure.